brings to mind, has different dinim and how to use them, and there's different halachas of hazmona once it's prepared for use of kedusha. Complicated halachas, but the bottom line is, I want to say the Mishnah Berurah is one thing. If you start writing on a piece of paper, even on a blank piece of paper, you start writing Torah, you start writing Divrei Kedusha, Divrei Torah, you're not allowed to write Divrei Chol any longer on that paper. That paper is now not just Muzman. The Mishnah Berurah says it's not just Hazmona, it's Maisa. You didn't, it's Maisa. You made it into Guf HaKedusha. She said also Maisa shel Guf HaKedusha. But also lichtav acharkach Divrei Chol. You can't stipulate beforehand that you're not making it kadosh, and okay, that's the Mishnah Berurah's halacha. The Dirshu Mishnah Berurah brings down about the age, you know, the question of printed svarim, how much kedusha do they have? So he brings down that b'shas otchak, maybe you could be more mekil, and he brings down an interesting letter from the Chofetz Chaim. That if you haven't learned in this forum yet, so you just bought a sefer from a store, that only has a din of hazmona. If it's printed, it doesn't have a din yet of a maisa was done to it, and it's guf kedusha, but it only has a din of hazmona, and therefore we pass it hazmona la milsehi, and okay. That's maybe a different page, different. My father, Olamah Shalom, and I followed in his footsteps, and he told me every household in Europe did it. On the first page of before the Chumash, you write down your children when they were born and their birthdays, and you write down. Yeah. I have that in my Chumash braces at home, and because Gadol's Chumash. So it's all in the beginning. It's like that, and maybe it's made for that if everybody does it. I have my kids, all my grandchildren, and what time they were born. Okay, my father, Olamah Shalom, did